Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello, winners. Happy December, please. It's Christmas month, if that's the sort of thing you're into. Welcome to a very funny episode with a very funny stand-up comedian. And I'm going to say it, handful, Tadawa Malunga. First of all, can I smother you, please, with gratitude? Thanks. I'm really thankful that you listen. I'm even more thankful that you tell other people about Hoovering. And please give it 5-star reviews and subscribe to it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Why don't you get in touch, lads? Email thehooveringpod@gmail.com or send me a voice note or a WhatsApp to 07462 855 271. Tell me about something you've eaten. Keep an eye on our socials at thehooveringpod on Instagram and on Twitter for specific topics and questions that I will be flinging your way over the coming weeks. Want to get someone a brilliant Christmas present? Make them a patron of this podcast. Sign them up for a year if you want. The podcast wouldn't exist without your support on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and you'll see the things you can get in exchange for your hard-earned pennies. Tons of exclusive content, discount tickets to live shows and loads, loads more. My stand-up tour is done. Finally, I can shut up about it. But fuck me, it was fun. I'm super grateful if you came to see Wench. Thank you. Now, all that's left to ask you to come and see is Hoovering Live. I'm Hoovering Live with superstar guests at the Leicester Comedy Festival on Saturday, the 18th of February at 3 o'clock at the Brewdog venue. Come. I'll also be doing an hour of work in progress comedy there on Friday, the 17th of February at 6:30. Tickets available for that via my website, jessicafostercue.com. Okay, ready yourselves for an especially funny one. Please, lads. Mini warning first that Tadawa talks about fatness in a not entirely neutral or positive way, in a way that I wouldn't. So if you need to avoid that sort of chat entirely, let that be known now. Otherwise, I'll leave it to you to make up your own mind about all his many varied thoughts and feelings. We hoovered in a studio and we had a glorious takeaway from Dalston's Vietnamese paradise, as far as I'm concerned. Bun, bun, bun.
We've ordered some bibimbap. No, it's not. It's definitely from a different country.
It's Vietnamese.
It's Vietnamese. Because thank God they forgave us. And there is rice in here, and there is, I think, some pork of some sort. And I'm beyond grateful.
A place called Bun Bun Bun, which I hope I'm allowed to say is quite a funny name because it sounds a bit like bum bum bum.
I think that's allowed.
And you
But you will be cancelled in 2028. Fair that's pay, the yeah. point. That's
oh,
when that
I
becomes...
mean, as long as I get a bit of a run up. I got lemongrass chicken with jasmine rice, and I'm afraid I've already destroyed most of it, but a tofu summer roll. Okay, well, I think maybe we just try what we're eating and talk about what... Should we try and talk about what we're eating, like sommeliers?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am a connoisseur of Asian food.
Okay,
I,
okay.
Golly gee.
I love it.
Can you tell just how hungry I am? Yeah.
First of all, I want to talk about the summer roll. It's fucking delicious. It comes with this like vinegary dip that is... It does taste of summer, which is a nice thing to be doing as we stare down a barrel of winter. I think what I love about Vietnamese food is it's spiced, but in a way that's so subtle. It's classy. Like that's it just one. Gives you like yeah. this tiny little ring around the... Like it's like this, like a, it's like someone's ringing a bell in your mouth. Do you know what I mean? Mm, like it's like such a gentle thing, rather than being like having shit kicked out of you by a vindaloo. Yeah, I'm into it. I'm having a lovely time. Everything I'm tasting so far, it's been delicious. You bought some exciting. I mean, should we try them later?
Yes, I brought some African snacks.
Thank you for my African snacks.
Absolutely, that's also the name of my first show, but. Sorry. yeah, there's some maputi, which is like our Zimbabwe's shit version of popcorn, basically.
Amazing. Oh, why is it shit, maputi?
Because I don't know. Like, it's meant to be popcorn. It looks like popcorn made by people who've never seen popcorn before.
Okay.
It just doesn't. And like the texture, but the texture is insanity. And it's salted to like to heart disease. Like it's insanity. Some Simba, which means strength, crisps. Yeah, the lion from Lion King was actually called Strength.
Amazing.
Yeah, for those that didn't know. Yeah. And Hakuna Matata is
don't
very...
Tell me that actually means and your mom.
No, Hakuna means there is no. And Matata is not a Shona word, but it sounds Ndebele. Which is the other language in Zimbabwe. I think Lion King might have been set in Southern Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know because, like, yeah, the
were you
words.
You were Zimbabwe.
I was born in Zimbabwe.
And then brought up in Cardiff.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I am all things to all men.
Love it.
Was born in Zim till I was six. Then, yeah, Cardiff from six till 16.
Amazing.
Then I moved to Stevenage to go to the same sixth form as Lewis Hamilton.
Wow.
So it's good that, you know, he went to the same sixth form as me. You know, at least someone, there'll be one famous person that came out of that sixth form. But anyway.
Yet, for yeah. now, give it a few more weeks.
A few more weeks. And then, yeah, so like my accent is just a fucking mess.
It's a jumble.
No,
but
no
you wouldn't know. I don't think anyone would be able to do that trilogy of places from an accent. Who could,
could
ever?
Could you imagine if they could?
Right. It's so yummy. I can't stop scoffing.
There's some KGB agent, like, no, I know exactly where the fuck you are from. Don't try and pull any wool over my ears.
Oh, I mean, I don't know really where to start with you. Well, you've got that like interesting bunch of places that you've been from and lived. But let's go, first of all, until you had this meal with me, a colleague in a studio, what's the most romantic thing you've ever eaten?
Oh my. Romantic meal?
Or just food eating.
Food eating. Oh, I have a lot of...
As in, it can have been a romantic snack.
I have a lot of KFC in bed while crying and high or watching rom-coms, which is, you know, a nice little... it's a nice little...
That's nice.
...hobby.
That's not romantic.
It's not romantic. Well, what comes after that is self-love, but...
Tag.
I'm sorry. Don't leave it there and expect me not to take it. Please. No, but... do you know what? One thing I did like to do... a lady friend.
Okay.
I did like to like, so my old flat, I had a table.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tiny little studio, but I cannot express, you know, like when a dad packs a car.
Yeah.
That's what I did to this flat. Too much stuff in this flat. So I'd move the table around and a tiny little table and I'd put over a little cloth and then I'd take my little fake candles. I make a nice dinner. And we'd come over and have a nice dinner.
You had fake candles.
Yeah, you know, like when you go
like
to
the little electric ones.
The little electric ones, yeah.
Why didn't you just have real candles? Was she an arsonist?
No, because I stole the fake candles.
Oh, fair. Didn't trust yourself. It turns out you didn't trust yourself when you had found them free.
Do you know the worst part is? I have real candles. I like a scented room.
I don't think you saw longevity in this relationship. Just getting the pretend candles out for Roman. I know you're young, but top tip number one from the borderline nana. Treat her to the real live flames. Yeah, romantic about a pretend candle. Unless you think you might have a gas leak, why would you use those to woo her? No wonder it didn't work out.
I also paid for it in Monopoly money as well. Fucking pathetic 24-year-old.
Yeah, I really love the idea if you're trying to heat, like taking one of those on a camping trip and trying to maybe boil your egg over it. Of a morning.
Were you at MacFest? Sure.
I was at MacFest. I took my kid for the first time, which was actually really nice. It was a bit of a lottery because it meant leaving him with a different stranger every 5 minutes while I did a different thing. But he reveled in it. It was good. Yeah, I think it's a great festival, isn't it?
It was great. It was my first MacFest this year.
Oh, was it?
However, I only brought it because you brought up camping.
Yeah. Oh, you camped.
I camped. I will say this on the airwaves. I don't care about this being out there. I am a bougie little prick. Mm-hmm. I am the bougiest of bougie.
Fair.
I'm from a third world country. I grew up poor.
Mm-hmm.
Give me all the money and let me spend it. That's how I feel. I don't save. I'm not going to retire. There's not going to be retirement age for us, my generation. Yeah. No. So just shit money away. So when I learned I had to camp because I'm an idiot and I hadn't booked a hotel.
Yeah.
I was so upset because I'd camped once at Green Man. That was the one time I've camped as an adult. One of the worst days of my life. Yeah. So this tent.
Because it is just a day. There is no night.
There's no night.
The volume never gets turned down. It's awful. Look, I have to interject at this point to say, politically, it sounds like we're not necessarily on the same page. But I agree with you that camping can get fucked in the dick.
I had a single sheet. And it was raining like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
this man.
It was horrible.
And so, like, I didn't know that. I thought if you had shelter, you were sheltered.
Yeah.
And so rain just came in, and to heat myself, I bought some paraffin heater.
Yeah.
And the second I put the heat in, and I heard a, I was like, if I put fire on this, I die. I die, and two people next to me die, and MacFest doesn't have to happen anymore. My last interaction with Henry Whittaker will be him fucking flicking me off at my own funeral. Like, you little piece of shit, I was trying to start something. So,
and you would be undoing all of that good work. Yeah. There'd be Whittaker arranged dancing at your funeral if you'd blown yourself up with a paraffin heater in your tent.
My only heating for the night was a real candle. But like it was a small, because I brought the candle to have a nice tent, you know, centered tent.
Yeah.
But like my heating would be, I'd alternate which hand I held over the candle.
Great.
But the entire night, it was so fucking bad.
You were so cold that you had to basically take turns one hand at a time over a candle.
Over a candle.
God, it's one of the saddest stories I've ever heard. What is in that green drink over there that you brought?
Mm.
Can I taste it?
Do they have water in the building? Any like water?
Oh, is it undiluted?
Yeah, it's just cream soda.
Is it?
But it's like Zimbabwean cream soda.
Oh, so maybe I have like a micro sip. Oh, it smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible colour. I mean, for the sake of the podcast.
For the sake of the podcast, go for it. Very strong.
It's very sweet undiluted. But it's a really tasty flavour. That's much nicer than cream soda.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
It's addictive.
What's gone on
it's
in
quite
there?
Frankly,
that's so nice.
It's addictive.
That's the nicest undiluted squash I've ever had.
This is not a plug I'm being paid for, but I should be being paid for. Savannah is the shop. They have one in Canary Wharf.
You see them in train stations.
Yeah.
They do that?
Yes, that's an African shop. And because Zimbabwe is South Africa's Canada, we just have only South African food and entertainment and culture.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some actual questions.
Bang.
How do you feel about sharing food?
Sharing food.
You've brought food for us to eat.
Yeah, so. I'm okay with sharing food as long as I have my own portion that no one can touch. I'm okay. I think it depends on how much I like the girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
I meant just generally rather than we've brought it back to fucking romance again.
Well, what can I say? I'm a romantic guy. I'm obsessed with romance. I grew up on, this is my problem, and I think it's been my problem my entire life, and it won't go away. I grew up watching anime.
Yeah.
Everything about Japanese culture is just heightened. The thing about the romance in anime is so fucking romantic.
Right, yeah.
It's so obscenely, like, things, dialogue no one would ever fucking say.
Yes.
Just like, I think you are the stars that the knights will ever hold.
It sounds quite Shakespearean.
And like, I'm watching it while at 12 thinking, this is how you talk to people.
Ah, beautiful. That's so lovely. Like,
for any time I talk to a human being, there will be romance in that conversation at some point.
And we're blaming the anime for that.
I'm blaming the anime for that, not for my sickening addiction to romantic comedy.
Do you think there's anything that demands to be eaten in a ritualistic way? Like it's got to be done in a certain order, or you've got to eat something you think like, oh, you can't eat that fast, or you've got to eat that fast, or like, oh, I don't know. I know someone who thinks that Mars bars need to be chomped like Vikings. But you can't, like, but you must savor a Malteser.
Ah, I think, and this, you probably had this before, so it's going to be a very boring answer. So
no.
I'm going to say it while coming up with a better answer. Kit Kat, snap them.
Yeah.
Anyone who bites into a Kit Kat, gulag?
Mm-hmm.
Gulag. You're not safe to be in society.
Amazing.
You're not a safe person.
Okay.
You scare me to my core.
Yeah.
That is a person who can't wait.
Yeah.
No, Jess. That is a person who can't wait this long.
It's bad,
they can't wait that long.
Yeah.
That's so intense.
There's something so transgressive about it that I think it's almost erotic. Somebody who, especially to do that in public.
In public.
Do you know what I mean? Like to just like be on a busy train and be like, yeah, I'm going to put all four fingers in.
Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Put them all in my mouth. I don't give a fuck.
No, I agree with you.
That's okay, terrifying.
By very design, it's so obvious it needs to be snapped. Like it needs to be. And even then, you know, even beyond that, I would argue that I think unless you are on the edge in terms of blood sugar for some reason, you need to then take the chocolate off. You need to bite the chocolate tips off, even if you can't be bothered with the sides.
Mm.
I think someone who hasn't taken the time to at least de-end each stick is, again, you're rushing life. Mm. We've only got one go at this, and there's so much joy to be taken. If you've put the whole Kit Kat in without snapping sticks off, like a fist.
Yeah.
Now I'm bringing it back to romance. What have you done to me? Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to try this popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying it. I think I'm going to love this. I love salty things.
That's a tip. Shake the bag first because a lot of the salt's into the bottom.
Okay, I'm going to get a bit from the bottom. But I love it. It tastes like a bit toasty burnt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a toasty flavour in there. Mm-hmm. Which I've never... That's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too salty, not for me. It's like, it's got like an almost burnt taste, like a charred taste that I love. It's almost like, yeah, I'm into that. Thanks for having
beautiful
me try
country.
Something I've never tried before, you know. Mm-hmm. I would love to go.
Beautiful country, beautiful people, terrible government. It's fucked. We're done. We're done for life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Are you a planner when it comes to eating?
I'm quite bad about it, actually. Okay. I'm very, 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 very pedantic. So, like, in the pandy and the pandy wandy, far before you met me, I was a fatty, fatty bum bum. Oh, God, I just love... I don't eat well.
Right.
And when I moved to London, I was doing comedy and working all day.
Yeah.
And so, and just getting high as soon as I got home.
Right.
I just repeat every day. And so I get KFC every day. For like 2 years, I just ate every day. Think of, no, just think about that. I had a KFC.
This is like, this is such a Gen Z take on the rock and roll comedian world, isn't it? Like, it's such funny. I'm so used to this, like, antiquated idea that comedians, like, I don't know, eat Ginsters and have 12 pints a night and then half a bottle of vodka when they get home. Yeah. Whereas, no, like, what the kids are doing is a KFC a day.
Here's a fun thing I used to do that's morally bankrupt. Oh, I used to race Ubers. I used to race the Deliveroo and the Uber to see which would get home first. And just so the KFC was at the door when I got home.
Amazing.
I couldn't even be bothered to find one near the gig. It was bad. So, like...
Have you got a regular order in KFC? Do you always have the same thing?
It's... it depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
I hear you.
It depends on how sad I am.
Oh.
So, a regular KFC is... either, depending on which chain it is, either 2 wings or 3 wings.
Yeah.
And then 1 piece of chicken.
Yeah.
And that's me showing restraint.
I hear you.
There's not a carbon sight in my head.
I understand.
That's me like protein loading. But a bad KFC is a Zinger burger, 2 wings and fries and the garlic and like the mayonnaise dip. Because that's just fucking heroin.
You're talking about it, I'm realizing I think I have some pretentious feelings about people that would choose like a Philip burger over a Zinger.
Yeah.
Why would you go for the one that tastes of nothing compared to the one that tastes of something? Why would you do that? You travel a lot for work, like me. Tell me about anything memorable that you've ever eaten on the move in some way.
Meals on the go. I'm very terrified of... dirty looks.
Oh, right.
But here's the thing. Here's the other side of it. Mm. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. Very conflicting emotions. I just don't want to be doing anything wrong.
Right, right, right.
Ever. I hate being incorrect.
Okay.
But when I get the look, I want to shoot myself because I know I've done something wrong.
Because you've eaten in public kind of look. So right.
So hot food on trains, big for me. Okay. I will go to the pasty company, whatever, the one that gives the premium sausage roll, that one. Yeah. Those guys. Ugh, God, too good. But I'll eat it the second I get on the train.
Yeah.
While no one else is, like, everyone's boarding.
Yeah.
So that they I've done that won't before. Persist.
Why is it? There's something about the pasty company that is like... I mean, it's aromatic, right? Like, it's a great smell, but like, it can, one pasty can essentially scent 3 carriages. Yes. You can smell a pasty 3 carriages away. And it's kind of every late night train, right? Which is always our train home. I think what we do for work kind of fucks when you eat in the day, unless you're super organized.
I have coffees at 9 most nights because I'm still middling. If I'm opening a show, it's not a great show. No offense to all my bookers, but if I'm headlining a show, God damn, what a bad show. I'm middling a lot of nice shows.
Some of this is an attempt to make yourself sound good, but I don't know how that's going.
My career is not...
You're having a really great career. Letting you pretend your career isn't absolutely stunning. Thank you very much.
Given my age and how long I've been going.
Yeah, you're having a fucking lovely time. Thank you. Complain. Yes, it won't be long until you're having your coffee at 10 p.m.
Quick fire questions.
Quick fire questions for you, Tim.
Bang, bang.
Tell me the weirdest thing you've ever eaten.
Weirdest thing I've ever eaten, octopus. I think it's morally wrong and it shouldn't happen. It's disgusting to me.
Perfect, but you did it anyway. Me too. Tell me the most retro thing you've ever eaten.
Retro. A hot dog in a cinema.
Lovely.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fucking retro. You know what I mean? Because that's very like, what are we watching, Back to the Future?
It does make you think of like a 60s American diner, doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
And like, did you put like mustard or ketchup on it in like a zigzag?
In a zigzag, you can't have it. If you put a straight line on mustard and without that, if you have mustard and you just put it in a straight line, you have to get your prostate checked. You have.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's actually how I do it. So what am I going to do there?
You're done as an entity sexually in the world.
Oh dear. Well, I'll tell my missus. Bad news, darling. Oh, that's some terrible information based on how I have my hot dog sauce. 5 second rule, yes or no?
No. Hard no.
Oh.
No, because that's not how bacteria are like, hold the line! 5 seconds must occur before we're allowed to invade. No, like bacteria are like Russia. They just go where they want. They just, it's just fucking. Yeah.
They can do, okay, fine.
Fuck you've the taken, UN. That's the bacteria's approach to transfer.
I love this. Have you ever eaten food that was actually intended for a pet?
Yes. I wanted to try doggy treats.
Yeah, so you did.
Yeah, it's stiff. It's fun. And, you know, I can see, you know, my teeth were a lot better after. But.
Well, he had really nice looking gums. Hangover, what are you having?
Hangover. Oh, it's chaos. So, hangover is pandemonium. I've hit a point now where I get so hungover, I can't even have like English breakfast. You know that meal an entire nation created over 1,000 years to cure our fucking hangovers?
Yeah.
I can't even have that anymore.
It's not enough.
Like,
now.
For me, a hangover, I have to wait until. The African place that I get Uber Eats from is open. So yeah, I have to wait for those to be open. So I'm hungover and getting hungrier and hungrier until about 11 to noon. And I'm also, you know, if I'm hungover, that the days are right off. So I'm like, okay, I'm allowed to be high at 10 a.m. now. So I'm just high, playing FIFA, hungover, getting crazy hungry. I'm getting anxious, yelling at some, probably child. Just, you know, you're shit. You're shit. Yeah, 5-0. Cry to your mum. Cry to your mum. You're shit at football. Yeah, because I'm 10. I don't understand tactics because I'm fucking 10. Stop it. You're a man. Why are you being like this to me?
Okay, you get it. You're a terrible person. But what are you having to eat?
I'm having jerk chicken.
Okay, yum yum.
Jerk chicken.
Yum in my tum.
And jollof rice.
Whoa,
that's
so
my
good.
Standard hangover now.
Such a good shout. Yeah. You've got everything anyone could want from a fry up, but you've just got like a load of flavour and spice. And,
it's so good.
Oh my God, so good.
Either that or there's this place called Kirkazankska. I don't know how to say it. I have dyslexia. What they do for £38, which is a bit much.
I hear you.
Bit much, but what they do is. Two big, like jacket potato level potatoes.
Ooh.
And then they have like a lobster and squid and a couple of king prawns. And they have like calamari rings.
Mm.
And it's in this sauce that is, I don't know what the sauce is. It's like honey mustard.
Wow.
Crazy large quantity. If you have it, I just, in my head, I'm like, okay, I just won't eat any other meal today. And then, do you know what happened at the end of the hangover? I'll have another fucking takeaway. I'm out of control.
It's the only way to do it, I think. If you're really hanging, you can't be like, okay, and I'll stop now.
Yeah, no.
Like, who does that to themselves? That's like, it's not kind. Because the whole point of the day is that all normal boundaries go out the window, but also actual boundaries of hunger go out the window.
Yeah,
sometimes
I know,
with hangovers, there are times where it's been a while now, but there have been hangovers where it's like, that's not possible to fill me up today.
No,
like it could be, there could be bits dribbling out of like nose and ears, and you'd be like, still feeling peckish in the mind. My brain's still telling me I can have another. It's like, and it's like bits of you like cracking open. And you're like, nah, mum, I still, what next? Yum, yum.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, I'm loving this, Tad. If there's no other option, would you eat a person?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, it just depends on who.
Well, who?
Whoever's there. Whatever okay. Sorry soul is trapped wherever we are, but there's no other option. I'm trying to live. End of sentence. I'm trying to survive as long as possible.
Now it's time for the fifth end question.
They put cocaine in all water and everyone becomes so unbearable all at once that there's a full-scale apocalypse kicking off where people are dying from boredom and from poisonous levels of entitlement. But luckily, the water has agreed to clean itself up, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, Tad, agree to wrestle 90 small bears with no breaks and no snacks one after another. You don't need to win each match, but you need to not die. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're a hero. You go down in history as the man who saved us all from, I would say, probably one of the worst apocalypses I've ever thought of for one of these questions. And your reward is the adulation of all people for all time. You are gone down in history as a deity, but your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. Now, it's not like a last meal because you couldn't be happier. You're like, this is it. This is like everything anyone could have ever dreamed of. Yes. You are so happy and you're so hungry. Yeah. Yes. So you're the happiest and hungriest. It's the opposite of a situation on death row. You're the happiest and the hungriest you've ever been. Also, it's a fantasy situation. So I'm not interested. I genuinely don't want to talk about the consequences of any of these foods in terms of ethics or health. I just want to know, in that situation, like what your heart desires right now, what would your answer be to in that situation, what you would love to eat?
First thing I'm eating, definitely,
yeah,
the largest bear.
Okay, got it.
That's got to be in there.
Yeah.
100%. I want the skull of the largest bear above my bed in perpetuity.
Perfect. Pop a couple of fake candles in it.
To light up the ice?
Yeah. Yeah. For romance.
Sorry. Anywho, do you know what that pause was? Five bad puns not being said.
Well done.
That was like...
Good job.
Gripping the chair restraint.
I could feel it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Round of applause. Anyway, so, okay. Now, I would love... this sounds cringy as all shit.
No, bring it.
My mother and grandfather are in competition perpetually for who makes the best chicken. Mm. So I want 10 wings from mum, 10 wings from my grandfather.
Nice.
I'm going to take a nap. And then, by the way, with no other thing in the meal, that's just the starter. I wake up and then I just want to have a KFC, which is, again, I know, an overload of chicken, but we're building.
Yes, it's a fantasy.
We're building. And then... another nap, wake back up. There's an ice cream shop in Edinburgh. I went for the first time this year. It's on the way to Pleasance from between Courtyard and Dome. Mm-hmm. That's Dome. And this ice cream, I had to stop myself going to it every day. So a huge helping of ice cream. And I want Victoria sponge cake with the ice cream. And what's that, like a toffee pudding, sticky toffee pudding with vanilla ice cream. Yeah. And then I wake back up because I have to have a nap after that.
Yep.
And by the way,
I love these naps. It's glorious. I'm a god now. Nowhere near enough people answering this question over the years have included the naps that were almost definitely a requirement. But also, I don't know if you get this. Like, I fucking love, I live for a nap. I haven't had one for way too long. But like, when childcare allows, six and work allows, a nap is a game changer for me. But if I wake up from a nap, I'm hungry in a primal way. Like, more so than like, even after a big exercise or whatever, something about a nap makes me wake up like, so it's kind of the perfect interlude between elements of this dream for you. Yeah. So I'm into it. I'm so into it. It's great.
I'm about to upset you.
Yeah.
I have naps most days. That's the beauty.
Great. Yeah, but like, you know, when you've got those Oxbridge-educated kids that you're definitely having, then you won't have as much time for those naps.
No, I won't.
But I will. I think enjoy them now.
I will, because those children will go to elite boarding schools. I will never see them.
Oh, Tad.
I will never see them. Hey, I grew up without a dad, and look how it turned out.
Exactly. This has been so fun.
Hoovering Podcast.
What a funny one. Tadawa is a wildly funny man, and if he doesn't get cancelled before he's 25, he'll be astronomically famous within the next few years, I reckon. Follow him and follow his work. He is on social media at Tadawa Malunge, TadiwaMahlunge, and go and see him work up his first hour of stand-up. He's at London's Vault Festival from the 27th to the 29th of January, and he's also got a preview at Lion's Den in Piccadilly Circus on the 13th of December. Links on his socials for tickets to all of those. Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fostercue. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.